to a Thursday edition. This is the What's on Your Mind preview program, where we set the table for the day on what's ahead on What's on Your Mind. We're going to kick off some of the topics we'll tackle in the program and welcome your input even in this hour at 855-200-1776. Just a quick programming note, there was a pretty significant power outage at our control center yesterday afternoon. And, in fact, it impacted, like 9,000 other customers of XL Energy. And it disrupted some of our control center, some of which, is part of what feeds Common Sense Club, both to KTGO Studios in Tioga and here. So about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, if you're listening to Common Sense Club and then looking for either Jason Lewis on KTGO or Mark Levin on AM 1100 The Flag, it was something beyond our control. Unfortunately, you can't do much without power. So that's what happened there. And we do have some backup power that will last a little while, but not 2 hours, which was the extent of that power outage. So just wanted to give you the heads up there. Here's the telephone number if you want to join us at any point this hour, have something you want to get off your chest. Always welcome your calls, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, to join us lickety-split right here on the radio, smack dab on the radio. That was what I was trying to say. Press 2 when you call. So you call 855-200-1776, press 2, okay? How about that chat with Lou Holtz yesterday on the program? Lou Holtz, of course, the famed football coach. Everybody forgets he coached for the Gophers. They remember him as the Notre Dame coach. He handed me a card, and, of course, it has the Notre Dame logo on it. I mean, he's the Notre Dame coach, right? But he coached other places, Carolinas. Remember, he was in South Carolina for a while. And the Gophers, and even a little stint with the NFL Jets. Probably more famous now for his commentary on ESPN, but he was quick to offer commentary on the fact that the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux and the NDSU Bison no longer play each other. Said it's insane, they ought to do it, and said, get your legislature involved. So we've asked a question on our Facebook page today, and I welcome yours as well. I mean, it's a big week, obviously, for football in these parts with game day coming to town, and folks already flocking downtown Fargo to see the preparation for ESPN's College Game Day that'll be broadcasting on Saturday morning ahead of the Delaware State game. So it's a football kind of week with all that activity going on. Good time for Lou Holtz to be here, even though he was here for the North Dakota Petroleum Conference. And I'm kind of curious if other folks agree that it's time for lawmakers to get involved. I mean, should the governor say, but wait a minute, President Kelly, President Brashani, Gene Taylor, Brian Faison, get in the room, come out of the room and tell us when you're playing again. You know, the taxpayers of North Dakota contribute mightily. And, there's a lot of reasons for NDSU not to play. If you look at it, just, the state of each program and where they're at. And, okay, we can fill the stadium with Delaware State. Why do we need to bring UND to fill the stadium? I get all that. The point is, tell me that a game against Delaware State is going to generate anywhere near the kind of excitement that a Sioux Bison game would be, even with the Bison. I mean, look, the Bison after K-State, what folks were saying, well, who's next? Alabama, right? I mean, you were really asking how far up the tier ladder could NDSU go as a result of their success. So, from a pure football standpoint, this is a slam dunk as far as a victory, and you'd have all the excitement, you'd have all the hype of the return of a legendary matchup between the NDSU Bison and the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. So, now, obviously, left to their own designs, they're not going to play. They're not going to do it. So, there needs to be some other involvement. Lou Holtz said it ought to be the legislature. Obviously, that would have to wait until a year from January. And I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to wait that long. But I bet if the governor got involved, I get if other Board of Higher Ed members get involved, that something could be done. Do you remember our conversation with Don Morton?
Steve? Oh, yeah. He's all on board, too. I defer to Lou. Lou was I was very impressed with Lou Holtz. I met him once before way, way back in the day. And that man is still sharp as a tack.
He's a sharp guy. Yeah,
He has got it all going on.
You know, and it was funny. A lot of people that you know, go to conferences all the time and hear different speakers, we're just sort of awestruck at his talk. You and I were on the air, so we obviously got a chance to visit with him on the air, but we didn't get a chance to hear all of his speech. But
you know how big of a dog lover I am. It's my dogs are, they're my family, they're my kids, and Lou validated everything on why I love dogs so much. He goes, you throw your wife.
Because he said
he's sitting there.
Some friend of his, when he referred to his wife as his best friend, said, "Your wife's not your best friend.
It's your dog.
It's your dog.
It's your dog."
And Lou said, "Well, I would challenge that."
Really? It's like, well, you throw your wife in your trunk for 2 hours, and you throw your dog in your trunk for 2 hours, and which one's happy to see you when you open the trunk?
Yeah.
There you go.
That was a pretty good line.
Words of wisdom. Your dog loves you.
That wasn't his line, but he used it yesterday. I
love that.
Anyway, 855-200-1776, our number in this What's On Your Mind, hour number one preview, if you want to weigh in on any of our questions of the day. Here's what some folks have said on the advice of Lou Holtz on the two schools playing again. Chad, I don't really care. All right? Todd says the state government needs to stay out of it. If the money was right, the schools would be all over it. Well, money would be...
Fargo don't sold out, so it's not about money to NDSU, but...
But again, sell out and then, number one, you want people talking about your program, right? And trust me, people are going to talk about your program.
It's good for recruiting.
When that's happening.
It's good for alumni foundation, raising money for the program. You got to have that buzz. Now, at the banquet, I'm sitting at a table, and I found myself sitting with a table full of Bison fans, and they were talking a little smack at the banquet of the Petroleum Council conference. And so I reach in my pocket, and Scott, what is this?
Let me see here.
What is that?
My eyes are bad.
What denomination is that?
It's a nickel.
That's a nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I reach in my pocket, and I pull that out, and I slam it down on the table and go, well, if you never play us, that's as close as you'll ever get to your nickel trophy again.
Yeah, darn right. Shannon says, I don't think the government should be involved at all, but I do think it's nuts that they don't play each other. But there's more money for each school to play bigger schools for non-conference games. First of all, UND wants this, right? UND is gunning for this. NDSU is the one saying no. So
But ironically, the reason that NDSU is saying no is the same reason that the Big Ten and the Gophers are saying no. And NDSU's arguing against that point. Well, if you use that rationale, you can't have it both ways. Either you do or you don't.
Karen says they probably should play, but please don't get involved. Silly idea. Roger says not the role of lawmakers. Another Chad says if both parties aren't smart enough to see the financial gains from playing each other, why get government involved? Is it possible that NDSU has simply moved on to greener pastures? The game itself is a good idea, but part of nostalgia. But they have higher goals, obviously, as does UND. I think if it were that good of an idea, it wouldn't have been canceled in the first place. I'm surprised that there's that much blasé out there.
The reason it was canceled, though, is because of the transition as NDSU moved up to an upper division. I think UND should have moved up at the same time, but they didn't want to. They didn't want to make that commitment at the time. But
front page of the sports page, Holt says NDSU-UND rivalry should be played. So it's getting some attention yesterday, his comments for sure. Anyway, he was animated. When I asked the question in the press conference, he really got animated right away. And then we followed up on the interview later.
It was kind of funny because when you asked that question at the press conference, it was, of course, just a press conference. And he's answering and answering and answering. And then, boy, you asked that question about the football and why NDSU and UND weren't playing each other. Boy, did he perk up.
He did, yeah. He wanted to weigh in. He was raring to go. Okay, a couple other things. Truckers are threatening to shut down America with a three-day strike in October. Because the American people are sick and tired of the corruption that is destroying America. We therefore declare a general strike on the weekend of October 11th through 13. Truck drivers will not haul freight. Americans can strike in solidarity with truck drivers. Here's our question. That's their statement from the truckers. Would you support such a move? Is it the right method to show your frustration? Let us know what you think. You just yawned. Why you're dissing the truckers here? What's the deal?
No, I'm not dissing the truckers.
Yeah, you are.
No, not the truckers.
You're yawning at their
much ado about nothing from a logistical standpoint. 3 days over the weekend means nothing in this country.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to prove to you, that that's not the case.
It is the case. My family's been in the trucking industry for quite a while. It's what I was doing when I was living in Portland, Oregon. In part, was running my dad's trucking company. From a logistical standpoint, you're not going to get the big companies on board with this. They have too much money to lose, and you're not going to make that big of an impact over a three-day weekend. Logistically, the brokers are going to just run things out ahead a little bit, and on the backside, if you're a company that thinks that time sensitive, you're not going to have an impact anyway. So,
all right, truckers,
it's not going to make a difference.
Are you in or out on this deal? And for folks that benefit from what truckers bring us, would you support it? More on that coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Keep on moving till the first rays are done. Keeping it on till it is still strong. Rolling till the night time blazes on. All along I keep singing my song. I say this phase is always. Sometimes I get so crazed, but just know that I always say, 'cause you're my light through the haze. It's time for a champion.
All right, digging into the Facebook page of this group that is behind the three-day strike suggesting folks follow truckers to D.C. to stop the corruption against the Constitution. You know, they're complaining about a lot of things that our listeners complain about, Steve. Obamacare, all right, the IRS scandal, Benghazi.
Now, if everybody gets on board and across the country, then it would make a difference. But just shutting down the trucking industry for 3 days over a weekend, it's not going to make a difference.
I'd get some attention. I'm just curious how many truckers are aware of this and are participating. And it would be October 11th through the 13th, so a little time for this to build steam. It is a Friday to a Sunday. But let me know what you think, if you heard about it, if you're part of it. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. When you call, press 2. That's the number for this hour when you can join us on the preview program and let us know what you think. Are you going to be do you drink Starbucks coffee?
Oh, absolutely not. Occasionally chai tea, but that's about it.
All right. Well,
not a coffee drinker.
I am. I'm not either, so I can't answer this question effectively, but a lot of people have on our Facebook page. The CEO of Starbucks, Howard has posted a letter to fellow Americans asking that they not bring guns into Starbucks shops. And this is even in states where there is concealed carry laws.
That's too bad. I don't have to bring my money into Starbucks either now.
So we asked the question, how will you react and why? Boycott, avoid the store completely, or not let it affect where you shop for coffee? And a lot of you have weighed in on that today. Kevin says, I guess I value my constitutional rights more than overrated, overpriced coffee. He's out. Scott says, never had the urge to buy a $5 cup of coffee anyway. Sure won't go try it now. Colleen says, just as it should be with smoking, which I hate, a business owner, taxpayer, should be able to call the shots, as it were, in his own establishment. I may think it's wrong-headed of Mr. Schultz, but it's his business, and he should be able to make the rules.
I agree with her, and then I perfectly have the right to not patronize that business.
So should the Christians who are not willing to bake cakes or take photos of gay couples without having the government haul them into court. That's a good point, Colleen, for sure. Kevin says, true, Colleen, I just hope it impacts him financially. She goes on to say, it might, but it seems that a lot of Starbucks-type customers are not the carrion kind. That's what I mean about smoking in establishments.
Know your market share.
I'm so happy it's gone from most places, but if it weren't, I would stay out of the place. And if there were enough like me, the owner might start to rethink the policy. But that should be his prerogative. Is he smart or dumb? Rodney's out of here. He says, so much for a shot of coffee. Do you get it? So much for a shot of coffee. Paul says the question is, he asking or demanding? Personally, if I were a coffee drinker, I'd get my coffee at Caribou. Blair says, I don't expect to agree with the political views of Starbucks or any other multinational business. I'm buying the product and atmosphere when I go to Starbucks. I am a fan of theirs and will continue to be. We know the truth that guns were banned in every place where these mass shootings have happened lately, and that the places where good people are not allowed to carry are the least safe, statistically speaking, D.C. and Chicago. Schultz is misguided, but does not reflect the views of every one of his employees or customers. Kind of getting a pass here. Christine says, for crying out loud, you know how we tell the likes of Barbra Streisand to shut up and sing? Well, Howard, shut up and brew. Jeez. This is the same Schultz who pulled out of Willow Creek, the Global Leadership Summit, 2 years ago, because the gay lobby didn't want him speaking. This guy is Gumby. Kurt says, he asked. I think it's cool. He did not ban us. He asked. Well, that's true. I mean, they're saying they have a policy now, where they? I don't know that they're going to go frisk you and see it. You know, hey, do you have a concealed carry? I don't know much Starbucks coffee is sold in North Dakota. There seems to be a lot of them. They're in a lot of places now.
They're everywhere. I know there's a bunch in Bismarck. There's probably four locations.
In the bigger markets.
Locations, yeah, in the bigger cities.
But I would think this is not something that's going to sit well.
Unfortunately, not a Caribou coffee in Bismarck.
So anyway, those are three topics that we have in the way of open phone discussions going today. NDSU and UND, should the rivalry be resumed, and as Lou Holtz right to suggest that it ought to include a nudge from lawmakers. Truckers have had it with the assault on the Constitution, planning an October 3-day straight strike. Are you with him or against him? And will the decision of Starbucks to ask, even in states where it's legal, for folks not to bring guns in to their establishment affect your coffee-buying decisions? Jasper Schneider is going to join us and talk about USDA rural development. Randy Cryle will join us. He's chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. We're going to talk about the waterfall season opener, too. John in Fargo is on the way in here on the program. Hello, John.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're good. How are you today?
Good, good. You know, I don't really know what to call this. Hypocrisy seems kind of a strong word, but that's the only word that comes to my mind. You know, as a conservative station and conservative commentators, you guys are wanting to keep government out of everybody's business. But it seems like because you want these two college football teams to play each other, you're wanting to get government involved.
You know, did I say that? I mean, I guess I was relaying some of the listeners. I want them to play, and I don't know that it's realistic.
You're wanting to get the legislature involved to you know, which is government, okay? So the
Lou Holtz is the one that wants them to do it. So he's the one that suggested the legislature do it. Do I want it? I don't know. I mean, I take your point. I mean, there's you know.
Here's a bigger question, though. Higher education, is that government?
And the other thing I would say, John, is that the role of government, right, is to stand up for the taxpayer, right? And the taxpayers contribute mightily to these two schools. So I think there's certainly a role in governance by government. And I don't know that that's inconsistent with the idea that, you know, government is too intrusive in our lives and is in more and more and more. You follow me? I mean, there's a role for government, and I think it's number one, defending the taxpayer. And so I think there's an argument, at least, for this. But
I would think that if the citizens really want this to happen, the citizens should be the one to write these two colleges and say, "Hey, let's do this." You know, instead of getting the legislature or even the governor involved.
Yeah, but as far as the legislature, they don't meet again until a year from January, so they're not going to be of much help in moving this along. You know, whether the governor's Board of Higher Ed ought to do it or whatever might be a different thing.
But. And the citizens weighed in on some of the financing, some of the overhauls, some of the oversight for higher education. Where'd that get them?
But I'm with John. I mean, I think the first line of defense here is the citizens. And if enough supporters of both schools say let's go, that'd be the best way to do it. I take your point, John. Appreciate the call. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. We'll dig into a little bit of sports headlines here and continue our preview of what's to come on the statewide edition of the What's on Your Mind program right away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312, 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia
Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Top of the hour, it is 8:32. Welcome. This is AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO, Talk Radio in the Bakken, AM 1090. I'm Scott Hinnon here with Steve Bakken. Mark, by the way, Skogerbo is headed for South Dakota today. He'll be in South Dakota today and tomorrow, so Jana Murdahl will be filling in for him on the Common Sense Club.
What's in South Dakota?
He has been working, you know, on this Project 33. I think he actually is labeled it Project 33, but he is helping in that Senate race down in South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
And there's a primary battle there. And so Mark's had some history in South Dakota. You know, he was very instrumental in getting Sean Thune over the finish line against Tom Daschle years ago. So he is well connected down there and a big help. Knows a lot of folks. So he's being a patriot, which is what Mark does. So anyway, I'm sure he'll have a full report for us back on Monday when he is back on the program. So. And as I mentioned, Jana Murdahl will be in for him a little later on today. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. Here's an AP story kind of caught my attention on the sports front. Headline, worst ever weekend of college football sees ESPN game day head to North Dakota State. Associated Press story. ESPN is calling an audible for its popular college game day show by departing from its typical large campus backdrops. Think Michigan and Clemson. And featuring North Dakota State, owners of back-to-back football championships, subdivision titles, and an early season victory over a Big 12 team. The coordinating producer, Lee Fitting, said North Dakota State, in a way, is sort of the Alabama of the FCS. And explaining why the show was in Fargo Saturday, they're two-time defending national champs, ranked number one in the current poll, 10 national titles for the program. The next question was, why not? The news made fans of the Bison Nation ecstatic over the imminent arrival of Lee Corso and company, but some of them are grumbling about where the show's setting up shop. Told you that was going to make us look dumb. Rather than broadcasting from the Fargo Dome, where dozens of green and yellow coach buses and other homemade party wagons gather for tailgating, ESPN will be in front of the city's historic Fargo Theater. Fitting says his director returned from a scouting trip to the city of about 100,000 people with a single recommendation that serves up a slice of postcard-worthy Americana. It just screamed at him as the best location. Fitting said. Parts of Bison Nation think otherwise, so much so officials with the school's athletic department have implored them to stop tweeting their displeasure to ESPN and pleaded with fans to come downtown before the 2:30 game against Delaware State. It'll be more than worth it to sacrifice 3 hours of tailgating to head downtown, support local businesses, provide the best welcome ESPN College Game Day has ever received, said NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor on the GoBison.com website. Besides, Taylor said the tailgating lots will be open earlier than usual. It's only the fourth time game day has featured an FCS matchup, the last in 2008 for Hampton at Florida A&M, and it comes during a week where there's a dearth of top-flight football subdivision games. Craig Bull said the stars aligned right. Fitting also said game day has been moving away from stadiums and tailgating as backdrops, noting Michigan's show 2 weeks ago was on the quad instead of near the big house, and the Clemson set had the exterior of Death Valley for a huge lawn on August 31st. Fitting said he understands why some fans, particularly NDSU students, are worried about the nearly two-mile trip downtown. But we want to show off the school. We want to show off Fargo. We want to show off North Dakota in the absolute best light. The downtown area does that for what we're looking for. ESPN working with the school to line up transportation. And he's also, the AP story says, plus the Bison play in a big brick building with a roof.
Yeah. Football belongs outdoors, folks.
Fargo Police Lieutenant Joel Vettel says he expects people to begin lining up at about 5 a.m. for the show. They were going downtown yesterday to see the bus.
Yeah, they went to see the bus. It's a pretty amazing bus.
The tough part about this is that we have no idea how many people are going to show up. We're going to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Former Fargo Theater Director Margie Bailey is excited about the show's choice of venue, saying Monday she might have to revise her career highlights, which include the Chamber of Commerce's highest honor for spearheading the $3 million renovation of the 85-year-old building in Marquee. ESPN, isn't that the pinnacle for an arts advocate, she said? She then lauded the network for a choice she believes will help attract new students, contrary to those who want the football atmosphere front and center. If we have a cool downtown and an Art Deco theater is cool, that positions us well in terms of the recruitment of students. If we just have a dead downtown, that's not going to be too exciting. So, making national news even on a bit of a slow weekend.
Yeah, they're going to be doing shuttle buses and everything else. So you go set up your tailgating, then hop on one of the shuttle buses, head downtown, go hang out at ESPN. Big boost for local businesses of the adult beverage kind, I'm quite sure, on Saturday morning. And
seriously?
Yeah, probably.
Be throwing them back at that hour?
Come on, you recall the tailgating days back at UND.
Yeah, there was a 2:30 game. I would think people would want to be, you know, coherent to watch the game.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway, the bars are all opening early, I guess. So it will be quite the atmosphere downtown Fargo on Saturday.
What, how many people will just camp out, go downtown, rip it up,
stay
for the night?
I mean, if they're showing up to see a bus already, I wouldn't, you know, my gosh. Twins won last night, 4-3 over the White Sox.
Who?
Yeah, I know. But things are, you know, things are a little grim for the Twins here these days, so you gotta celebrate the wins when they come, you know what I'm saying?
The wins and losses, I don't think, is the biggest story. It's the grumblings with Gardy and the rumors that he's lost the clubhouse. I don't recall that ever being mentioned previous years. I mean, the Twins have been bad for a few years, partly due to injury, a lot due to lack of pitching. But when you start talking about a manager losing the clubhouse, you know, then you're talking your players quitting on him. And at that point, ineffective manager, is it time for that manager to go? A lot of rumblings about should Gardy stay or Gardy go. I'm a big Gardy fan. He's at Tom Kelly's school of managing, where he's a teacher more than anything else. I think with a lot of young players, you need that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you put it on Gardy. That team has lost a pile of talent, right?
I put it more on ownership and not supplying the talent that you need to be competitive on the field.
Twins are at Oakland tonight. It'll be a late one here, obviously.
Oof. Oakland's walking with that division.
Yeah, so it'll be a bit of an ouch for sure.
And they've been living on the long ball. So with the Twins pitching, I'm going to put the over-under at about 4 home runs tonight for Oakland Athletics.
Some listeners wanted to make us aware of Lou Holtz flipping out during a TV filming. I'm not sure if this was for one of the ESPN shows, but asked if we were avoiding this topic. No, I'm not sure what it has to do with his commentary on NDSU and UND playing, or his appearance yesterday at the oil conference, but let's see if this listener is correct that this is a freakout. You think this is a freakout?
That is the deciding factor right there. I'm going to rule in Councilor May's favor because what? The last thing he said, until they get their identity back and their toughness, and they stick with an identity.
Hey,
he said he was chairman of the board. The chairman of the board has changed his underling time and time again.
Hey, that's damn nonsense. Like anything else. Hey, I'll tell you, I'm getting upset about this thing. I mean it sincerely because you don't listen. All you're thinking about is we have 8 more months of the basketball season starts. That's the only thing that's important to you. You don't listen to a damn thing.
This out of order.
I am sick and tired of everybody jumping on Coach and you particularly. And I mean that sincerely, but I don't want to do this damn thing anymore. I don't want to do it. I mean it. I'm not doing it again. That ain't enough. Hell with it.
He did flip out a little there, didn't he? He actually walked off the set, too.
Good for him.
Tired of you two. I'm not doing this anymore. Walked away. I think that just shows Lou has a little passion, though. I don't know that that's anything to be critical of.
Yeah, I think Lou's earned his, whatever he wants to do, he's earned that right.
That's the Power Trip. You ever watch the Power Trip? They have a judge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sort of like a people's court of
athletics.
Athletics, right?
Yeah.
And I guess each of the two commentators make their case, and then they have. Then we have the two give their opinion. But Lou did freak a little bit there.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Just impassioned.
Coming up on What's on Your Mind in our 9 o'clock hour, we're going to start with our questions of the day, including the trucker strike and. Whether NDSU and UND ought to crank up again, whether Starbucks is out because of what's going on. We also continue to have this debate over Obamacare and the best approach on how to take it on. House Republicans, their plan could avoid a government shutdown, but delay Obamacare. And there's a replacement bill out there, so we'll dig into that a little bit today. On the program as well. Jasper Schneider will join us. He's the North Dakota State Director for USDA Rural Development. They're doing some funding on some water projects. We'll talk about that. We'll just talk about, you know, I don't know if folks know what the USDA Water or Rural Development does. So it's been a while since we had Jasper on. We'll ask him that. A lot of folks think he has, political aspirations beyond this post. We'll ask him, right? And the waterfall season opener is here. So we'll get your questions answered for the folks from North Dakota Game and Fish. Randy Kyle will be here. He's the chief of the Wildlife Division. You have any questions, Steve? Anything you're...
I always have questions. The waterfowl opening up. The biggest impact is the CRP going away. And people think of upland game when you start thinking CRP going away. But I'm kind of curious to see how the impact of waterfowl hunting is, not necessarily this year, but for next year. A lot of those birds, whether it's waterfowl, the upland game, deer especially, use a lot of that CRP acreage, especially adjacent to water, for breeding purposes. And that's something that is critical in North Dakota for having that quality of life and the outdoor experiences that we've come to enjoy. And kind of curious to see what the Game of Fish is, how they're going to work around that. What's the workaround for managing a lot of that CRP acreage to go away?
Very interesting. So anyway, we'll welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Anytime we have folks on from the Game of Fish, there's a lot of questions and comments, and we certainly look forward to that as well. 855-200-1776, our telephone number in this hour of the program. Any questions or comments? A lot of comments already pouring in on our three questions of the day on our Facebook page. Share a few more of those for you in a moment here, and welcome your calls on it as we get going on the program. As I mentioned earlier, Mark Skogerbo off today, but Yana Myrtle in his spot hosting the Common Sense Club. And they're going to be chatting with folks from NDSU to talk about the big weekend on campus and ESPN Game Day being here. And Matt Barber, the Vice President of the Liberty Council Action, will weigh in. Margaret City will be in, of course, a well-known member of the legislature to talk about Common Core standards. As well, a lot of you have been interested in that, and Yana has, along with the leadership at Concerned Women for America, been a great voice on getting the concerns out about Common Core. So look forward to that later today after Rush Limbaugh right here. More coming up after this timeout. We'll check weather, too.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hillam with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Getting set for What's on Your Mind all across the great state of North Dakota and the upper northern plains. 855-200-1776. A few questions we've asked on our Facebook page today and lots of answers pouring in. Lou Holtz yesterday joining us on the program and making news while he was here. We asked him whether since he had dinner with the presidents of both NDSU and UND and the athletic directors, he had any commentary on whether the schools ought to play each other, and he said he assumed they were, couldn't believe they weren't, thought it was insane. Said the legislature ought to get involved. Get this thing going. So we said, agree? Should they play? And do you want the legislature involved? Tom says, yes, they should play each other for the people of North Dakota. Kevin says, in the big scheme of things, it's at or near the bottom of my list of concerns. Dale says the schools need to get over themselves. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Steve's unimpressed with this trucker strike. It's being proposed for October.
Much ado about nothing unless you can get the entire country involved.
These are a group of truck drivers who want to go to Washington, D.C. and protest the assault on the Constitution, the corruption that is destroying America. Therefore, declaring a general strike the weekend of October 11th to the 13th, truck drivers will not haul freight. And Americans can strike in solidarity with truck drivers. You with them? You want to, you think they're doing the right thing? And I'd love to hear from some truckers today. If they've heard about this, if they're part of this, what their what your plan is there. Daniel says, our society is run by corporate greed, and it infects our political system. We, the consumers, pay the price every single day. I love the idea of just saying enough and taking a couple days to make a point. I'll support them in any way possible. Rambo says it's more government greed than corporate greed. The government makes more off a gallon of gas than the big oil does. That's a point I cannot believe more people don't realize. And then the other question we posted and folks have been weighing in on, in fact, it's the big winner on commentary. Starbucks CEO writing a letter to fellow Americans saying, please don't bring your guns into Starbucks, even if you're in a state that allows it. How do you react and why?
They didn't say no. They said, please don't.
Right.
It's going to make a difference.
Well, the point is they're, you know, they got a problem with law-abiding citizens having guns. So when you know that, does it affect your coffee buying decision?
So if a law-abiding citizen with a concealed carry is sitting in there enjoying a cup of coffee and somebody walks in, a criminal, to rob the place, and that is foiled, I wonder how Starbucks would feel about that then.
Paul says, anyone who concealed carries who is worth their salt, carry in a way that no one knows you are carrying anyway.
Valid point.
How would Starbucks know unless they install metal detectors or you end up preventing a mass shooting at a Starbucks? If he's only asking, I can respectfully disregard his policy. Christine says, time to sell. The stock is going to do the big swirly soon. Ron says, never been in a Starbucks, never been armed when buying a cup of coffee. Brad says, I'm not a big fan of boycotts, and I don't frequent Starbucks. However, I won't go where I'm not safe, and gun-free zones are less safe than places where guns are allowed, so go figure. All right, great commentary, and more welcome on the program today. And call now if you can't wait at 855-200-1776. Leave us a message. Just press 1, and you can leave a message, and we'll air it on the program. That's the quickest way to sound off. And truckers, if you're aware of this strike, and plan on participating anyway, let us know. I'm kind of curious about that. All right, let's tell you about the weather here, which has turned decidedly fall-like, hasn't it? Partly sunny and low 70s in the valley today. Windy day with a northwest wind 8 to 17, gusting as high as the low 20s. Some showers last night, more tonight in the forecast after 1 a.m. Cloudy, low around 50 or so. Winds northwest 9 to 16 tonight, gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow, sunny 60 for a high on Friday. Northwest winds gusty. Friday night, mostly cloudy. But 41 for a low. Did you hear that? 41 for a low. North-northwest wind at 6 to 11. Saturday, sunny, high near 66. Saturday night, clear, low in the upper 40s. Sunday, sunny with a high mid-70s, but breezy. Showers and thunderstorms early next week. 70 Monday, mid-70s Tuesday. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, mid-70s on Wednesday. Here's what we're looking at in the oil patch. Some scattered showers mainly before, mainly before noon today. Cloudy with a high only. You ready? 20 degrees warmer than the eastern end of the state. Low 50s for a high today.
Whew.
In the patch. And windy, too. Northwest winds 16 to 20, gusts as high as 30. Chance of precip 40%. Cloudy tonight, gradually becoming partly cloudy, a low around 37, and windy again. Tomorrow, sunny, 64 for a high with a light wind. 38 tomorrow night. Sunny on Saturday with a high near 71, but breezy. Winds could gust as high as 30 again on Saturday. And mid-40s Saturday. Low 70s Sunday for a high under sunny skies. 49 Sunday night, Monday sunny, low 70s, Tuesday 70, Wednesday sunny, you're 71. So, yes, folks, look at the calendar and you know what's going on. All right.
Now we're into the bonus days.
Let's get cranking. If you want to make a comment, do it quick at 855-200-1776. Press 1, and we'll crank up. What's on your mind? Steve Bakken and I next. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.